Big Oil Check-In, exploring the end of the age of oil.
Move over, Michelle Obama. Vermont has its own public vegetable garden. Vermont's citizens have banded together to plant a vegetable garden on the statehouse lawn, replacing two flower beds that the state had decided not to maintain because of budget cutbacks. Why plant vegetables on the statehouse lawn? It's partly to inspire people to grow their own veggies. Backyards and front yards all over the country are being plowed up to plant new vegetable gardens or expand existing ones. With the economy in a downturn, pandemic flu at the door, and oil supplies waning, there are more reasons than ever to grow your own food. Yet many people don't know how to grow their own food. A vegetable garden as part of a public landscape might help inspire people to try it on their own. And a simple How to Start Gardening brochure will be available in the statehouse for visitors to take home with them. Another reason to grow vegetables in the flower beds is food security. The nation's food system operates on the just-in-time principle, with grocery stores having about 3 days of food on hand. At some point, the oil won't be available to keep trucks on the road bringing food from distant places. Then we'll be thankful for all the edible landscape we have. The Vermont Statehouse Vegetable Garden is around 400 square feet, so it won't make a huge contribution in itself to food security. It can, however, be part of a trend to incorporating vegetable gardens, berry bushes, and fruit and nut trees into public landscapes. The garden's spring planting includes a colorful crop of chives, parsley, red cabbage, early bush peas, carrots, scallions, Swiss chard, beets, mustard greens, plus lettuce seedlings nurtured by Montpelier High School students. An early summer and late summer planting will follow in the same beds. Vermont's garden is what people are calling the Statehouse Vegetable Garden, and it seems like half of Vermont is involved in it. I've been part of a group of half a dozen people who have worked since January to plan the garden, walk it through the approval process, and plant and maintain it. The state's Department of Buildings and General Services is responsible for the Statehouse lawn, and they've been tremendously supportive and helpful. The Capitol Complex Commission approved the plan on April 20th. State senators and representatives have supported the effort, along with the Secretary of Agriculture, nonprofit food and agricultural organizations, and more than a half a dozen companies. The local high school grew some of the plants in the greenhouse they use for their own food production, and some students showed up to help plant them. Many individuals have volunteered to help, and the local food pantry will accept the harvest and make it available to those who need it. Even this edition of the Peak Oil Check-In was a cooperative effort. I borrowed a paragraph from a press release written by Glenn Shearer, the group member in charge of media contacts. Never doubt that a small group of committed citizens can change the world, or at least plant a 400-square-foot vegetable garden, with a little help from our friends. Is there a public landscape near you that could be graced with a vegetable garden, fruit or nut trees, or berry bushes? Maybe it belongs to the state, or your city or town, or a church or even a private company. Could you adopt one and tuck a vegetable garden into it, or plant some trees? There's still plenty of time this growing season to transplant plants, or grow plants from seeds. If you do, let us know. Send us an email at info@vermontstatehousegarden.org. Or just stop by our website to see what's up with our garden. vermontstatehousegarden.org. That's Vermont spelled out, statehousegarden.org. I'm Carl Ettenayer, and that's this week's Peak Oil Check-In.
Peak Oil Check-In was produced by Relocalizing Vermont Productions in association with WGDR Plainfield.